hello, Jessica!
Hello, Princess Cecilia.
I'm in a great mood.
Are you in a great mood? Because I'm kind of in a great mood, too.
I'm in a great mood.
You're in a great mood. Why are you in such a great mood?
Well, thank you for asking, Jessica, first of all. And we will circle back to how you're doing this week. I do just want to talk about a little bit me for a minute. But I'm in a great mood because, for those of you perceptive listeners, you might have a bit of an idea, but this week, this week, is Princess Cecilia's 7th birthday! I'm so excited.
It's amazing.
I love birthdays.
I love birthdays, especially when they're Princess Cecilia's birthday.
I love birthdays, especially when they're Princess Cecilia's birthday.
How weird.
That's so weird. We have the same favorite birthday.
We're the same favorite birthday.
Wow. What's your second favorite birthday?
My birthday.
That's my second favorite.
That's your favorite. That's so weird.
That's so weird. But yeah, it's my birthday, so I'm just really, like, first of all, I'm really putting me first.
Way.
And just kind of relaxing and doing what I want to do and doing stuff that's fun and really tweeting myself.
Way.
And just, like, having a great time enjoying.
Because your birthday month?
I was born 7 years ago. I was born this month.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We should celebrate every single second
of this month.
Of this month.
I completely agree. I'm 12 days ahead of you.
Oh, goodness.
While we've been doing it.
But what are you gonna do on your actual birthday?
That's a great question. Oh, I'm just in such a good mood. Everything sounds like such a good idea. So for my birthday, so now that I'm 7 years old in the first grade, you know, when you're just a baby, or you're like a little baby, or you're preschool, or when you're in kindergarten, when you have a birthday party, you have to invite everybody in the class.
Right.
Invite everybody in the class. So nobody feels left out, even, you know. Even Paul, who, like, blows his nose and puts it in your backpack. Like, you still gotta have Paul around.
Yeah, Paul.
Because we don't want Paul to start taking responsibility for the way he tweets of us and have consequences for his actions. So, what a minute of birthday party. Even though we got his mucus on your freaking favorite notebooks. Get Paul in there. Well, guess what, kids?
This is hypothetical.
Wait, hypothetical.
Right, exactly. It's just a hypothetical situation.
Yeah, the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
To protect the innocent.
Any relation to a person's living, dead, or imagined is purely coincidental.
Right.
Anyway, now that I'm 7 years old in first grade, all bets are off.
Right.
I can invite whoever I want to my birthday party.
You can do whatever. It's your birthday. You can pry if you want to.
I can pry?
Right. You can pry into people's wives.
Oh, I can pry
if
I want to.
You can do whatever you want.
You're right. What I'd really like to do is pry open a delicious can of Pringles,
Why can you not?
It's not that I can't. It's just that I don't know if this happens. I want to bring the energy down so early, but you have to, like, have a favorite food.
Right.
And you have, well, already I feel like this won't be congruent with your experience, but...
I mean, continue, but I'll try to relate.
Yeah. Do you ever have a favorite food and you barely ever eat it ever, and then you start eating it all the time?
What?
And then you get sick of it.
No, never.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought so.
Yeah, but that's what happens to me. So, like, this month, like, my mom's been getting me lots of little... I love the little mini Pringle cans.
Right.
I like the original.
Yeah.
And my mom's been getting me them, putting them in my lunchbox.
Once your poppy can't stop.
Well, guess what? I think I've overpopped them. I gotta stop for a bit.
You gotta stop.
Yeah, I just like, kind of like, maybe it's all the salt, but I just feel like I can't taste them anymore.
Okay. That could happen, I guess.
I guess.
I suppose. I will have pudding course.
Yeah. They're delicious. You know they're not really chips.
What?
They're not really chips.
What?
I mean, okay. Legally, they're not chips.
Excuse me? Is that what?
What?
Excuse me?
I gotta say, Pringles aren't really chips.
Hey. I'm sorry, I don't know if
you look
I
so whoa, your eyes are crossing, what's going on?
I'm not sure if I'm hearing correctly.
Pringles look like chips.
Right.
They taste like chips.
Right.
They're shaped like chips.
Right.
They're not chips.
Excuse me?
What they are is... See, I think it happened in England, but legally, in England, they're not allowed to call them chips. They're called, like, potato snack or crunch snacks.
Right.
Because a chip is something... It's a specific thing. It's when you take a potato, you slice it, you fry it, or whatever.
So, like a French fry.
French fry is a fry.
No, but in England...
In England, they call them chips. Chip? You're so right.
Is that why they won't call Pringles chips?
Well, those are called crisps.
Excuse me?
They call chips... In England, Yeah, hold on.
Oh, wait. In England...
Back it up.
Wait.
Yeah. In England, French fries are called chips.
Right.
And chips, like potato chips,
right,
are called crisps.
Right.
And Pringles are none of the above.
Don't even exist.
What they are is because a chip or a crisp, depending on what region you're in, refers to very specifically, like when you take a potato and you slice it and you fry it.
Slice it in what way?
I guess thinly?
In thinly layers where they make potato chips?
Wait.
Wait, so?
That's a chip or
that's
a crisp.
That's like a chip or crisp.
Wait.
Okay.
Chip in America, crisp in England.
Wait.
What Pringles are is they take the like, you know what they make? You ever have instant mashed potatoes?
Yeah, they're like little...
Little flakes.
Like, they're like little flakes.
And you
like,
add water or milk?
Like Uncle Tommy's head sometimes gets a little like flakes.
Yeah, that they look a lot like your that. Uncle Tommy's head. Yeah, very similar. So, in any case, that's kind of what Pringles are. They're like flakes of I think it's called like, you know, a slurry?
Like a 7-Eleven swirpy?
Not like a swirpy, like a slurry, like mix of oil and in any case, it's basically like just like the edges, like it's not when you're eating a Pringle, you're not eating any particular slice of a potato. You're eating little flakes of potatoes that got mixed with water and got like it's like stamped into the shape of a Pringle, and then you're eating that. But it's not like one particular.
So you mean to tell me,
yeah,
that the Pringles potato chips are not actually potato chips, but they are actually the dandruff of the potatoes made into chips.
It's not really the dandruff of potatoes because they take perfectly.
But they're like parts of flakes of potatoes.
Yeah, they're perfectly good potatoes.
Right.
But then they flake them up.
But why couldn't they just cut them? Are they the leftovers of something?
Ooh, I don't know where they're sourcing them from, so it could be.
Because why wouldn't you just cut a potato instead of flaking a potato?
It's a great question. It's probably to cut costs.
I'm just saying, like, would it really cut costs to, like, cut the potato into a million little pieces? You're like, cut.
Yeah, you gotta keep cutting.
Or you just, like, cut the potato into, like, a mill, like, a little slices. And be like, cut.
I think that would be a question.
Like, slice and dice and cut to make flakes?
First of all, before we go anywhere, I think that would be a great job for you.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you'd be really good at cutting up little potatoes.
I think my efforts would be best utilized
mm-hmm.
in potato flaking.
Wait. I think so too. Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
And maybe I can even get all your expertise into coconut flaking.
Oh, coconut flakes. I love coconut flakes. Right? Oh, that's one of my favorite desserts that my mom makes.
I love coconut flakes.
Oh, you know
what? People actually make coconut flakes.
Yeah, they gotta get to coconut flake it.
Well, I can do that. That could be my job.
Sometimes my mommy makes it so delicious. Oh, it's so delicious. She'll take coconut flakes.
Right.
And put it on a stove and toast them.
Yeah.
And then she'll take ice cream.
Right.
Vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And form it into a ball.
Right.
And then she will take it and roll the ball around in the toasted coconuts. And then she'll drizzle hot fudge on top.
No way. Do you think she'll do that for your birthday?
Maybe. She calls them snowballs.
Oh, that's perfect for your birthday.
That'll be a delicious birthday snack.
It will be a birthday snack.
I should tell her I want those.
Delicious. You should eat that every day for a birthday snack for your birthday month.
Well, yeah, but then it will be right back in Pringle land. I'll get sick of it. I can't eat the same thing every day.
Never. You can never get sick of a coconut-flated ice cream ball. I mean, I couldn't, so I don't know. Maybe I just speak for myself.
Yeah, you have an addictive personality, so that might be why.
I guess so, but that's maybe a problem we can delve into sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not right now, because we have to focus on your birthday.
It's time to do birthday stuff. Woo-woo! What was I? Oh, wait. So, yeah, my plans for my birthday is I'm going to have a birthday party. A birthday party. I love birthday parties. And when it's mine,
it's even better.
It's even better. I'm going to have the funnest games.
Right.
The coolest snacks.
Cool.
The best people.
Cool.
And hopefully, the greatest presents.
Of course. I can't even imagine anyone ever giving you anything less than what you deserve.
That's right.
Your princess.
I am a princess. You know, people forget that.
No, I don't.
People forget that.
Why not me?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
So yeah, so that's gonna be my birthday party. Should I just run down, like, what's the plan, or...
I don't know. Do you want to keep it a surprise? Do you want everyone to know? Do you want to give, like, maybe later on, you want to give, like, what happened at the party?
Yeah, let me give a couple little hints, a couple little, like, teasers to really get to people talking. And again, it is invite only. And if you're not invited, it's nothing against you.
Right.
It's just that, you know, you gotta keep these things kind of exclusive because then it builds, like, you know, tension and it makes people, like, be chattering about it. And,
right. Or you might be, like, busy or something.
Right. Or you might have blowed your nose on the tissue put in my backpack one year. And then maybe that's why you're off to us. So, yeah.
Right.
So, okay, yeah. So, that's that. The disclaimer is out of the way. First of all, as far as games go, I love birthday games.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday games are really hit or miss, right?
I mean, everything is hit or miss.
Well, yeah,
if you really look at it, you have like a 50-50% chance on anything.
True. I think maybe it's that when it's a birthday, the stakes are high.
I guess so, yeah, the stakes are really high, so maybe like a 90-10.
It only comes once a year, those birthdays.
80-20.
Yeah, something like that.
Like a burger.
So I really thought a lot about the games.
Yeah.
What kind of games am I going to have?
Right.
What kind of games am I going to weave
out?
You can
make or break with the games.
Am I going to invent any games to play?
Oh, goodness gracious.
So, I think the first game... Well, I'll just talk about a couple because I don't want, you know,
mystery.
But one game that we're going to play is, it's one of my favorites. So, do you know pick up sticks?
Yeah.
It's where you throw out the sticks on the ground and then you flip them. We're playing princess pick up sticks.
What does that mean?
Well, it's also known as pixie sticks. Now, Jessica... Do you want to guess what Pixie Sticks is a game?
Do you pick up Pixie Sticks?
That's right. Great guess. It's where you play pickup sticks, but with Pixie Sticks.
Oh my goodness. You don't even have to tell me anymore. My mind is blown.
But the only rule is that you can't eat all the Pixie Sticks at my birthday party. You have to save some of them because you might get... I don't want you to get a sugar headache early in the night.
Okay. I mean, I guess that is just...
Because that brings us to the next thing, which is Jessica.
What?
I think I hope you can do this for me.
Oh, goodness.
I want you to be my master of ceremonies.
Okay.
So I can't have you, you know, like, getting yourself in a sugar coma or...
Like, hyped up on our sugar. Right. Like, can't focus.
Wait.
Master of ceremonies?
Master of ceremonies.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yep.
Me?
You.
Princess Cecilia.
Who else can I trust?
I mean, I...
And I think you'll do a great job.
Oh, the pressure was on. But I cordially accept your denomination to be master of ceremonies at your birthday party, Princess Cecilia.
Oh, excellent. Oh,
goodness gracious.
Perfect. So that's going to be an early game, I think, Pixie Sticks.
Okay, I will not eat the Pixie Sticks as a royal commandment.
Thank you. And it's called, actually, it's called really Princess Pickup Sticks.
Princess Pickup Sticks.
Wait. So that's one game.
Fantastic.
Then, are you familiar with the game Pin the Tail on a Donkey?
Yes, I think I know the game.
So we're going to do it a little bit different.
Oh, do tell.
We're going to play a game called Pin the Gemstones on the Jazzy.
Oh, no. It's like my greatest dreams have come true.
You look so excited.
I don't know if it's your birthday or mine, Princess Cecilia, because I am just elated.
See, that's what I want everyone to be saying when they're leaving a party. That's what I want there to be in the papers the next day, on everybody's blogs. I just want it to be like, I didn't know if it was her birthday party or my birthday party, because that's what a fun time I had.
Wait, you just felt even so special yourself that even if it wasn't your birthday party, it was an amazing time.
Exactly.
That is such a Princess Cecilia kind of party.
Well, thanks. I mean, you know, I have all of the, what would they be called? Not constituents, but members of the kingdom that I have to, you know, look out for, do some FaceTime with, and make sure they're having a good time too.
Amazing.
So yeah, so same idea, blindfold on, picture, you've got some little gemstones with pins on them, but instead of it being a picture of a donkey, which pin a tail on a donkey, I was always like, first of all, what's the point? Like, donkeys already have a tail, and if they lost their tail by some terrible accident, or even, you know, genetically, like, why are we pinning one? He'll be fine.
Well, really, where did that come from? I mean, the only other donkey I could ever think that lost his tail was Eeyore.
Oh, Eeyore. Oh, you're right. I mean,
is this like a typical thing for donkeys to lose their tail? Is this a condition we should maybe be concerned with? Maybe we should have like a charity event or something for donkeys.
Oh, you're right.
With the tail lostness.
I didn't even think about Eeyore. I didn't even think about him. But you're right. It must be like a thing that donkeys go through. Wow.
Hopefully their reconstruction surgery is not as brutal as Eeyore's, though. He had to be, like, nailed with, like, a regular nail.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really sorry, listeners. That probably came out as really ignorant. I can't believe I said that without even thinking. I really don't know about what donkeys go through and why they might have their tails fall off. So, yeah, just, it's a crazy time. We're all learning how to talk about these things. So just forgive me. That was inappropriate. and unthinking. And I love donkeys, still great. So,
just duly noted.
Thanks. Oh, snacks I wanted to talk about.
Wait, we have to talk about snacks.
I gotta talk to you about snacks in a big way.
Oh, no. But oh, yes.
Just so you know, like I said, this is a big party.
Right.
A lot of people are gonna be there. Mm-hmm. And, oh boy, how do I put this? Snacks have to be for everyone.
Right. So you're making enough snacks for everyone?
Wait, we're making enough snacks for every person to have a reasonable amount of snacks. So, like, you know, if one person... gee, I don't know. No one in particular. Mm-hmm. But if one person were to, say, eat all of the Twizzlers.
Wait.
That would be really discourteous, and it would also be not a very positive look for Princess Cecilia's birthday party.
So I suppose you're saying that,
do we understand each other?
I should probably behave myself and maybe ration on not eat all of the snacks and pastries and things that are at your birthday party and be considerate to your other guests, if I'm not to be mistaken.
That's correct. And Jessica, don't... Oh, don't...
It's okay. No. I am one to overindulge myself on certain things. Sometimes I just can't control myself when I'm around things like baked goods and chocolate. I will try my best for you, Princess Cecilia.
And I know you're trying your best. I really appreciate that. And Jessica.
Yeah?
You're sweeping over after, right?
Yeah.
So if you behave yourself and just only take a sample of all the snacks during the party, then, like, we can eat the leftover snacks after the party's over.
You're right.
But they gotta make it through the party.
Oh, they gotta make it through the party. Right. I have self-control.
That's right.
You have taught me that, Princess Cecilia. I have self-control.
Wait.
And we will celebrate your birth. And then... we'll have a sleepover party of the decades, and we will indulge ourselves more, but no more than we should.
Correct. This way.
You're right.
I see, I knew you'd understand.
It's so easy to go off the deep end, but if I don't have a friend like you, Princess Cecilia.
Friend and advisor.
Friend and advisor.
An advisor.
Advisor.
All of the above.
All of it.
So let's get into these snacks now that we have an understanding.
Right. So let's just listen to what the snacks are and I will properly indulge myself.
Wait, so we already talked about... well, I'm definitely going to recommend snowballs.
Oh my goodness.
Definitely going to recommend those.
I love snowballs.
Because I love the toasted coconut that my mommy makes. So definitely going to recommend that. Then it's like you want to go two ways. You want to go savory or go sweet. Mm-hmm. So for savory, you know when they have pigs in a blanket?
Right.
I want to do princesses in a blanket.
What does that mean?
No. So instead of just wrapping them haphazardly, maybe you could wrap them in like a rectangle on top, a rectangle on the bottom, and it looks like dress and a hair.
That sounds really interesting. a label intensive.
Yeah, I'm just feeling real creative.
Very creative.
I feel real creative.
I feel like I will help you make these items. And
oh, that'd be great.
It will take me so long to make them, I will no longer even be hungry. So we will be two birds, one stone.
I feel like you're setting your goals really high, and I don't want you to be upset if you crash and burn. So don't focus on that.
Okay, fine.
It's gonna be fine. You can have some snacks. I'm not saying you can't have any snacks.
No, but I will ration them.
Wait, and you don't have to think, like, I'm not even going to want snacks. Like, it's okay to want snacks. It's okay to have snacks.
No, I'm just saying, like, generally, like, if I want to, like, prepare a snack, I, like, no longer want it because the effort exerted has, like, surpassed the want.
Interesting. Not congruent with my experience, but okay. Good to hear. So yeah, so that's one savory option, a sweet option. And then another thing I want to talk about is obviously the main event.
Right.
The PS.
The resins.
Yes. Correct. The birthday cake.
Right.
The birthday cake.
Right. Talk about it. Say it.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turning 7.
Right.
7 whale cake.
Of course. I mean, like, oh, okay. I mean, like, I'm glad. I mean, who else would think?
I'm glad we're on the same
anything
cake.
Else.
So, yeah, so I'm thinking a 7 whale cake. But usually when you go and you have a 7 whale cake or however many whales of a cake,
mm-hmm.
it's like the same cake over and over again. You're like, wait a minute. I mean, it's 7 whales, but it's kind of just like you took the one and cut it a bunch of times.
Right, it's the 7 same whales.
The other thing I noticed is that the whales are super tiny.
Right, they're very thin.
They're like just not even as thick as a one-subject notebook, you know?
Whatever.
You know, a one-subject notebook.
Right.
They're barely that thick.
Right.
So for my 7 whale cake for my 7th birthday, I want to go completely different. Break the mold. First of all, I want to have 7 whales where all the whales are actually the size of a cake.
Every whale is a cake?
So if one whale is four inches, let's say.
It would be like a
wait, let's do 3 times. Wait instead no. of 4 inches, let's do 3 times.
Wait.
7 plus 7, because that's easier.
3 times 7
is.
Plus.
Wait, sorry.
Wait.
We do Common Core, so you should do. It would be like 2 times.
2.
2 times 7.
Alright, 2 times 7.
2 times 7 and then we'll double that.
Two.
And that'll be like 4 times 7.
2 times 7.
Start with 7, because we got that.
7.
Down. 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8.
Times 2. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait, I just got 2 7s.
7.
All I've got is 2 7s. I gotta put them together.
I just keep counting the 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So listeners at home, that many tall.
Wait.
That many. 7 times 4.
Wait,
we left it kind of DIY. You can finish it for us, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Anyway, that's how tall I want the cake to be.
Okay.
That many inches.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So that's the first way that's going to really
but be. But they're all going to be different ways.
That was going to be the next thing I was going to say, gosh. Jessica.
I'm so sorry. I just ruined it.
Jessica, that was going to be the next thing I was going to say.
I mean, I just take the words out of your mouth. I don't mean to.
I'm so excited about this cake. You have no idea. Princess Cecilia. It's fine. I can't wait to see that.
There's just nothing more I love than birthday cake. Like, birthday cake is really the best cake. It doesn't matter what kind of cake birthday cake is. It doesn't matter. Just a birthday cake is the best cake.
It's funny you should say that, because it's a great segue into the next part of what I was going to talk about, which was all the cakes are indeed going to be different flavors, but what flavors are they going to be?
What? What flavors are they going to be?
I was asking it, like, rhetorically for the podcast.
Like, what flavors would a buffet cake be?
I was saying it like, what flavors are they gonna be? Like, getting everybody jazzed up, and then I was gonna talk about it. I wasn't actually asking.
Like, guess your flavors.
No, you have to guess. I'm gonna tell you in a minute. You're really jumping a gun today.
I just want to know what the cake is already. And why do we have to wait so long?
Because I'm not great with the times tables, and that part took me a minute. So way you move on, but, you know. All right,
so.
I'm going to tell you. If you let me get the words out, I'll tell you. Oh, wait. This is in no particular order, because that's a one thing I didn't figure out is what order all the whales are going to be in. So.
Right.
No particular order.
Okay.
One. Chocolate cake. Why are you laughing at me?
Just chocolate. Just chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate cake.
What?
Look at... I feel like you of all people should understand the importance of just simplicity in flavors. It's not everything has to be like a complicated flavor profile. That one way it was chocolate. Sorry. It's a palate cleanser.
Okay, but it's not in any particular order. It's not like the first one.
No, no particular order.
Fine. I have to figure out. Tell me another one.
Okay. Lemon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why are you laughing? Lemon is a great cake for, you know, Jessica, I asked you to be a master of ceremonies for my birthday party, and you're kind of
I just really wanted a birthday cake that tasted great, but can you name another flavor, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, oh, sure. Wait, you'll get it. They'll all come together at the end.
Lemon, chocolate.
Okay.
Another one.
Lavender.
Why are you doing this to me? I was looking so forward to this. Why are you doing this to me?
It's gonna be delicious. Lavender.
Okay, tell me the other layer, please. Lavender. We have two more, I think. It's just too much. Just tell me the other two.
No, not two.
You only said four, so we have three?
No, I said three.
I don't know math. Tell me.
Figure that out.
All right, you mentioned chocolate. You mentioned lemon.
And lavender.
And lavender.
For fragrance.
That's three.
It's fragrance.
Seven is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I will say, Jessica, you're great at counting to seven.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so you got those three.
So I have four more left.
Yeah. Fourth, I want to be almond. You're panting. Are you laughing?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Jessica, I sent you in no particular order, so obviously...
Okay.
On a day, they'll be in an order that makes sense, and it'll take you to a journey, and delicious, so it's...
It's a complex flavor journey.
Wait, kind of like, enough with the jokes.
The anticipation is killing me, so just please name the last two.
The last flea.
Oh, no. Why?
You're so good at counting to seven, but you're not good at keeping track as to how close we are to seven. I'm good
at adding, but subtracting is just confusing.
Okay. The fifth. Wait, hold on. Now you got me confused.
Got chocolate. Lemon.
Oh, yeah. Lavender. Almond. And now five is going to be matcha green tea. You know, the green tea flavor.
But don't you think it'll be... I feel like it'll be good. I just want a birthday cake with all my favorite flavors.
Oh, wait, moving right along. Since obviously Jessica doesn't have anything to say about that flavor. Okay, perfect. So we've got, just to recap.
Wait.
Friends at home. Chocolate. Lemon.
Lavender.
Almond. Matcha green tea.
What is X?
Okay, so this one I'm thinking kind of outside the box for.
Okay. This one. Okay. Let's hear it. I'm ready. I'm so ready for this one.
What if there was just in the middle of a regular cake, just a pineapple upside down cake? Just in the middle of the regular cake. Because that's two flavors. Because it's regular just vanilla cake. And then also it's pineapple. And some people also, sometimes they'll put little maraschino cherries on it.
You almost redeemed yourself with the cherries. What's the last flavor, please?
Oh, nice. You count up to seven. So, we've got on our cake, chocolate.
Lemon.
Lavender. Almond.
Oh, God.
Matcha green tea. And finally, just a random pineapple upside down cake in the middle of the other cakes.
Wait.
And now, for the seventh layer, well, I shouldn't say the seventh because it's in no particular order. The seventh layer that I'm announcing, here's what I'm thinking.
Wait.
Instead of having it be... cake, like when you think of cake, traditionally the cakes that you, you think of a cake with frosting is sliced. Oh, I didn't even talk about frosting.
Oh no.
Oh. Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
We've already set precedent with the pineapple upside down cake in the middle of the cake.
Wait.
I'm thinking, what if there's also. I don't even know if you're ready for it.
I just wait on me, I guess.
Blueberry pancakes in the middle of the cake. Well?
Blueberry pancakes.
In the middle of the cake. Now that you've heard them all, doesn't it seem like they go together?
I mean, it's...
And then I was just thinking cream cheese frosting.
Oh, cheese on the whole thing. All over everything.
Yeah, cream cheese frosting all around. And then... a little bit of maple syrup on top, and then a pineapple slice and a cherry. And then also some cookie crumbles. Oh, I forgot. Since, you know, I'm all about looking forward.
Right.
On what's going to be the base of this whole cake, even though it's only supposed to be seven layers, but it's kind of like a teaser for the eighth birthday. What this cake is going to be resting on top of.
Right.
A Carvel ice cream cake.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Well, Princess Cecilia, this sounds delightful.
Right? Doesn't that sound so good?
It sounds wonderful.
I feel like that sounds so good. And everybody's going to get, a little bit of something they want. I just think it's going to be really good.
I think it's going to be the best birthday party ever.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for being my master of ceremonies.
Oh, yeah.
I was really worried about, who's going to keep the party flowing. Who's going to show people, the table that you have to put your presents on.
I got it.
Who's going to help give out the goodie bags. Wait. I didn't even talk about the goodie bags, guys. That's for next time.
Oh, goodness. I can't wait. So, goodiness.
Oh, goodiness. did you have anything you want to talk about, Jessica?
No, I mean...
Oh, okay.
I'm good. I'm just really excited for your birthday party. This is going to be great.
Me too. Sweet.
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet. So I guess next time is probably going to be, a recap, I guess, of what went on. Maybe we could do like what everybody's favorite layo was between chocolate lemon, lavender almond, pineapple upside down.
Maybe cake. We could do that, or maybe we could just like talk about your like your favorite birthday present, and like your favorite person who bought you your favorite birthday present or something.
Yeah, we could talk about that. I mean, I doubt anyone's getting what I really want for my birthday.
What do you really want for your birthday present this year? Yeah,
no one's gonna be able to get it.
I mean, why not? Why am I?
Why not, you mean?
Why not?
What I really want for my birthday isn't so much a thing, but a guest.
What do you mean? Like you want someone on the podcast?
No, not on the podcast. I just mean
at your birthday party.
At my birthday party, I just want someone there. That probably won't be there, so not even gonna wish for it, but...
Well, who would you want?
Just, like, someone who I know would, be a really great time at party, and, everyone could, like, laugh and play with, and everyone would, you know, have a good time with, so, obviously...
We get it.
That's not gonna happen.
I understand.
So I'm not even gonna wish for it. You know, that is what I would want for my birthday. And it would kind of make sense because at birthdays, sometimes you have, you know.
Makes sense. But we cannot dream the impossible dream.
This way.
Oh, wait. I guess we'll leave that impossible dream to rest for now.
So hopefully we still have snow cones to make up for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Snow cones or like cotton candy or something.
I don't love cotton candy. You don't Jessica, love it's my it. Birthday. Try to keep it in perspective.
Sorry. It's okay. Snow cones, it is then.
I love snow cones.
Snow cones are great.
Almost as much as I love a pineapple upside down cake.
Yeah. Almost.
Cream cheese frosting.
Almost.
Anyway, if, any of you guys want to send me birthday wishes?
Right.
Or, I don't know, e-gift cards, I guess. Whatever you can send to people. Oh, if it's your birthday this month, or if you had a great birthday party this year, or went to a great birthday party and want to tell us about it, you can write to Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle at gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram. Puts this Cecilia's Magic Castle on Instagram. Maybe we'll post some pictures from the party or maybe the not the invitations because I want people to Xerox them and sneak in.
Right.
Anyway, look forward to seeing you there. Jessica, do you have anything you want to
No.
Do you have anything you want to say or sing to me before we leave? I don't know, maybe like a song, famous song. Maybe something like that you sing once a year.
Like right now. Well, I guess I could give you this thing that I was saving for later.
Oh! I love that!
I guess I could give it to you now.
Sure!
Okay. Let me just go. Can I put over here?
Should I close my eyes?
Yeah, close your eyes real quick.
Okay, my eyes are closed.
I'll tell you when they're open.
I know this is not a visual medium, so you can't see that, but my eyes are closed.
And don't open your eyes.
Still closed.
And don't open them yet. Ooh.
The suspense is killing me.
Don't open them yet.
I wish you were more prepared.
And hold on. And don't open them yet.
Every time you say that, I think you're going to say that I can open them.
Don't open them, but open them. Nah. It's something I made for you.
Oh my gosh, Jessica. It's a modern art sculpture.
It's a modern art sculpture.
Listeners at home, we're going to have to show it. Oh, maybe not.
No, it's just a private gift. Wait. It's a symbol Warwick gift.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very symbolic.
Would you mind if I asked what it's symbolic of?
It's symbolic of when you fly high.
Oh.
Know that I am the wind beneath your wings.
The wind beneath my papery wings.
Yes.
Well,
you are very amazing, Princess Cecilia, and you'll fly so high. I just want you to know that I am the wind beneath your wings.
Well, thank you, Jessica. That's really... Thank you for this early birthday gift. I feel like I'm going to start tearing up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're right. That's a private gift. I don't know why I was going to say.
No, it's just one of the many gifts that you will get on your birthday.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So, I guess that's it for this week.
Yes.
Next time, we'll talk about how my birthday went.
Amazing.
Bye.
This has been a Rhino Comedy production. Find us on Instagram at rhinos_r_funny. rhinocomedy.com. Rhino Comedy on Facebook, and live comedy every Friday and Saturday night at 96 Lafayette Ave in Suffern, New York.